Good morning, Yod.
Just one clarification of a halakha. There is a law that's brought down by the Ben Ish Chai, as well as Rav Chida a few times, about the subject of reading Mikra Balayla. That once it becomes dark, after sunset, or more precise, by Sitra Kuchavim, one should not read things of a nature of Mikra. That would be like the Tanakh. Or practically, one should not read the Tehillim. That is the custom for all the nights of the week, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. The question is regarding Thursday night. Thursday night, Rabbeinu Ari writes that there was a custom to read 26 Pesukim as written in the Chok Yisrael for the special reading of Thursday night. So some want to say that once already he's letting you read 26 Pesukim, so that shows you that Thursday night is not affected by this Mikra rule. And that's the way the Chesed Alafim is also Mashma. The Thursday night is like Friday night. It's like Shabbat already. The Kiddushah of Shabbat is there, and therefore there's no problem. So for those that are lenient to read Mikra on Thursday night, they have what to rely on, and that's the way the Nidl Tzion brings it as well. He says, "Ubenel Shishi gam kenirei she'en lachush." You don't have to be concerned. And Friday night for sure, which is Shabbat. Now, even during the week, the poskim are questioning, what about after Chatzot? For example, a Monday night after Chatzot, the person wants to read Tehillim. From the major poskim, which is Avchida, and then later on the Ben Ish Chai, and going back to Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, the Rashash, they all were questioning this minhag of reading Tehillim after Chatzot. They were not so certain that once Chatzot comes, that it's mutav. However, the Ben Ish Chai says, the minhag is that people are lenient to read after Chatzot. But it's preferable, he says, to read Torah Sheba'al Peh, and not to read Tehillim until the morning. But as I said, nitpashet minhag, that after Chatzot, every night during the week, people read Mikra, and of course they have what to rely on. But before Chatzot, on a Monday night, a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, a Sunday night, a Wednesday night, one should be careful. A lot of times they send out texts. They say, we're having a Tehillim. Somebody's sick. They say to read it. It would be preferable for somebody to read a Mishnah for a sick person than to read a Tehillim. If they're saying that it's not the time, that means it's counterproductive. It's not, they say, big deal. It's a negative. Number one has to be careful. The question is, what if somebody doesn't have a knowledge only in Mikra? So should he just sit batel and not do anything? So there is a proof from a Gemara in Berachot that if a person is not capable to learn anything else, that he can learn Mikra, and he should not be a batlan. The Gemara says that if a person comes home at night, says in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, Im ragil lekrot, kore, v'im ragil lishnot, shone. And then it says after he finishes, he says Kiryat Shema, and he goes home. So it says he came home ba'erev. So he says, Im ragil lekrot. But I mean, I just thought we said that ba'erev, you don't kore. Kore is Mikra. So the Mefarshi make a deal, say Im ragil. Ragil means this is his regilut, this is what he knows. So if he has a regilut in Mikra, so this is, what does he do? He should just wait and be a batlan until he goes home? So that's what they're lenient on. Last question is, what about Motzei Shabbat? Again, the poskim go back and forth. It seems, the Maaseh, we could take the same Chatzot rule, that since the Kiddushah of Shabbat drags on until Chatzot for certain things, so for those that are lenient to read Mikra, they must say Shabbat, they have what to rely on as well. But once Chatzot, until Chatzot, they have what to rely on. And then once Hatzot comes, you have the regular general rule. So it comes out that Motzei Shabbat, technically you could read Mikra the whole night. Those that are lenient on these things. In any event, the question would be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not an exception. En Korim Mikra Beleil Rosh Chodesh. The only exceptions are the night of Shabbat, Friday night, and Yamim Tovim, of course, but not Rosh Chodesh. The Poskim question, how do we read Barichi Nafshi on Rosh Chodesh, let's say, when we pray at night after Tzitzit Kochavim? So they answer that it's not any different than, let's say, Shilam Mahalot Esayinai Reharim, which we also say in the Tefillah. So once they were mitaken it in the Tefillah, it becomes part of the Tefillah. It's not a din in Mikra anymore. It's a Tikkun Tefillah. And therefore that answers the Barichi Nafshi. But outside of that, the regular rule of no Mikra Balayla would apply as well.